Hi, I'm Dr. Richard Chambers, high performance, wellbeing and leadership consultant, here to help you get your head right. This week, we're diving into the topic of staying connected at work, even if you're working from home. Now, is it just me or is anyone else missing those water cooler conversations? You know those moments when you find yourself on yet another Zoom call, staring at those Brady Bunch faces and suddenly just start missing those lunches in the cafeteria, those after-work drinks, even just a smile from a colleague as you pass them on the way to the bathroom? I can't tell you how many people have told me this is increasingly an issue for them in the post-COVID world. And of course, even if you're in the office 2 or 3 days a week, you're probably in task mode, getting stuff done, and all your conversations probably have a transactional tone to them. We're losing something really important with all of this. Psychologists call it social capital. Most normal people call it developing friendships in the office and enjoying being at work more because you like the people you work with. Staring at a grid of faces on Zoom or Teams can just leave us feeling disconnected. And relying solely on platforms like Slack removes even the non-verbal content that's essential for meaningful communication. But it doesn't have to be like this. At the heart of the problem, it's not where you and your employees are working from, it's the way you all choose to interact with one another. There's a simple way to bridge the gap and create thriving remote teams. It all starts with creating a mindful communication culture. Yes, that's correct. Actually paying attention when you communicate with people means that they and you enjoy the interaction more. And put a few more drops of that social capital in the bucket. Who knew, right? So next time you're on that call and tempted to start checking your emails, resist the urge and focus on just being fully present instead. At the very least, you're increasing your own mindfulness, which is great generally, and you might even hear something important that you would otherwise have missed. And when you're in the office, stop and chat for 30 seconds with your colleagues throughout the day. You'll notice that you end up feeling much less like a machine and a little more like a human being if you do. I'm Dr. Richard Chambers, a high-performance, well-being and leadership consultant. If you want more mindful communication tips, check out my blog or join my mailing list over at drrichardchambers.com. Until next week, stay mindful, everybody. And remember, success in any endeavor begins with getting your head right.